Oh, just about getting my fingers around the valves there for that. You listen when you sing the first thing. It's really tricky for the euphonium. You listen to it. Lovely to see you here. And can I invite you, following our worship, to join us for tea and coffee, which will be served in the community hall. We have sufficient musicians to hold an open air at 5 minutes past 12 on the triangle. This will depend upon the Lord, because I think the forecast is not good. But we will see. Hopefully we'll get an open air in. On Wednesday, Friends Together, we meet from 1:30 in the community hall. And just a couple of announcements which are in the future. Following a service at the crematorium, a service of thanksgiving for the life of Ray Versey will take place in this hall at 2 o'clock on Friday, May the 27th. On the 5th of June, you know what day that is. It's the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. As part of the church family, we're inviting you to celebrate with us following our worship in the morning. We invite you to bring your own picnic, and we'll share around tables in fellowship and thanksgiving for our great Queen. Tea and coffee will be provided for you. You're welcome to come and go and leave at any time you like. There's no reason for you to stay all day. There's a list on the board. If we have sufficient to take part in that event, we will go ahead. If not, you'll have to go home and watch it all on the television. So please, if you'd like to bring your picnic along, there's a list on the board. Please enter your name. And finally, Thomas Rutherford. At university, so we haven't seen him for a little while. But Thomas is going to Buckingham Palace tomorrow to receive the Gold Duke of Edinburgh's Award. So he's not here, but let's congratulate him. Thank you very much.
Absolutely wonderful news, and we hope that Thomas has I presume he doesn't need to have a hat. But I'm hoping that he'll have a lovely time, and what an experience for him to be able to go to Buckingham Palace. Our call to worship this morning says this: come. Just say simply, come. Come praise the eternal God. Let all that is within us, body, emotions, mind and will, praise God's holy name. Despite our failures, he forgives and releases us. More than any doctor, he heals our diseases. When we are famished and weak, he fills us with good and beautiful things, satisfying our needs and restoring our strength. So come. Come praise the eternal God. Sing songs from a grateful heart and remember all that he has done for us. Amen. Well, we're certainly going to praise the Lord, and the band have reminded us of the tune. It's Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Let's stand and we'll sing this song straight through, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. I'm going to invite you, please, to shake the person's hand in front and behind and welcome them to worship this morning. And also, please ensure you've got the sheet Caring for Others. Let me invite you, please, to be seated. I do apologise. Whenever you shake somebody's hand, I'm not expecting you to wait for me to tell you to sit down. You sit down when you want to. You can remain seated whenever you want to. If I invite you to stand, it's only ever an invitation, not an instruction, okay? Only instruction I will ever give you is please leave the building quickly but safely because there's a fire. But I don't think you'd need me to tell you that. We'd all know that. I'm going to turn together in the songbook to 601. 601. Lovely words that we're going to sing together as we enter a time of prayer. We seek the presence of God in prayer. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I've found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. It's love that transforms the world in which we live. Never criticism or harshness, but gentleness, the moving of God's Holy Spirit. Let's sing together, shall we? We'll sing the two verses and the chorus, and then we'll move to the Caring for Others sheet, if we may. Thank you. Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found.
Thank you.
In everything that is in our world today, the Word of God is living and active. Many things will change in our world, but these words are eternal and will not pass away. They remain true to the heart of God. I'm going to invite John to play the tune through for the chorus we've just sung once more. Then I wonder if there are seven different people who would kindly read a verse each from this scripture. Let each of you look not only to your own interests before we share prayer together this morning. So let's listen. Today we're going to be looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan. There are a number of questions there you may want to look at today or sometime this coming week. But as we come to worship, we come to bless God. But we also seek God to open up doors and opportunities for us to bless each other, to encourage one another. There are many within our own community, within our nation and the world, that claim a part of our prayers this morning. And I'd like to leave the meeting open for a few moments for one or two people just to share some short believing prayers. There is a prayer on the back of the sheet. If you want to use that prayer audibly, then please speak it on our behalf this morning. And then we'll conclude by sharing together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Thank you. Father God, I thank you for the Ukrainian refugees who have arrived in our town and for the work that has been done behind the scenes to ensure that has taken place. We ask, Father God, for the movement of your Holy Spirit there in the lovely country of the Ukraine. And amongst the Russian people, Father God, we would pray for peace. These are brothers who have shared as neighbours down the centuries. And we would pray that there would be a turning of the hearts of those in authority. That rather than seeking war and claiming that which is not theirs, would want to seek peace and friendship with all neighbours. I pray, Father God, too, this morning, that you might bless those brothers and sisters of ours, of this fellowship, who, for whatever reason, are not here. Lord, may you bless them just now. May they know that we uphold them in prayer, and we cover them for your kingdom, and ask you, Lord, to bless them in a very special way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share together, shall we, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. I ask you please to remember Major David Skrull. He's at Lavenham this morning, ministering to our friends there. We pray that they too will have a good time in the presence of God together. We're going to listen just now as the songsters kindly come and contribute to our worship. I'll Follow Thee is what the songsters are going to sing. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. I'll follow thee. Not always easy to do. There are challenges as we follow the Lord. I'm going to turn to another song together. It's 29 in the songbook. If you prefer to use your songbook, the words will be on the screen. It simply says, "Have you ever stopped to think how God loves you?" It sounds quite incredible, and yet it's true. Nothing in the heaven or in the earth, nothing on the earth or in the heavens above is as sure and certain as God's love. But the words will be in the right order on the screen. Well, let's sing together. Shall we the first verse and chorus, please? Everything is changing in the world today. It changes quicker and quicker and quicker. There's one thing reliable in every way. Other things may alter, but it's clear and plain that the love of God is just the same. Let's sing verse 2 and 3, please.
We have got some youngsters with us here this morning. Okay. Right. Who's called come and join me? Who's going to go out to Sunday school? All those who want to go out to... No, all those going out to Sunday school, not those who want to. Please come and join me at the front. Excellent. Oh, aren't you... Come on then, Hudson. Yeah, it's not too late. Yeah, there we are. Oh, what a brightly coloured lot you are today. Yeah, so... What type of things do you do at home to help your mummies and daddies? Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Do you help your mummy and daddy? What type of things do you do, Felicity?
I can open the gate myself.
Oh, she can open the gate herself. There we are. Excellent. Excellent. What do you do, Ava? Anything you help at home with for your mummy and daddy?
Clean up.
Pardon?
Clean up.
You clean up? Oh. Do you hire her out? Yes, you clean up. Matthew, what do for your mummy and daddy?
I wash the clothes.
You wash the clothes? Wow! Right, Hudson, what do for your mummy and daddy? Do you do anything?
Yeah.
He tidies away your toys. Is that, yeah? I'm getting a nod from Dad. Yeah, so, excellent. And, oh, you went out last night, didn't you? Who did you see on the big screen?
Little Mix.
Little Mix. Oh, was it a late night?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't get in till what time? Ooh, didn't finish till 10:30. Yeah. Yeah, she went out and saw Little Mix. Were you dancing?
Yeah.
Excellent. You were break dancing. Major does that. He breaks things when he dances. Okay. So what do you do around to help your mummy and daddy?
I hoover.
You hoover? Oh, excellent. We've got some lovely children here, really, really do help. Well, it's good to hear that you help. Well, you're going to go out to Sunday school and you're going to hear about people, some people that helped a man. Some people walked past and didn't help, but somebody did stop and they did help him. And I hope that you're going to continue to help. I must admit, I haven't asked him to come forward, but we must remember at this time, before we pray for the children as they go out to Sunday school, please remember our youth. There are people at this moment in time taking exams. Yes, Freddie. Are you halfway through? You're starting in 4 days. So please remember Freddie and others of our youth who at this moment in time, they are taking their exams. It's very difficult because, as you say, for the last 2 years, schooling has been disrupted in a real way. So please remember Freddie and everybody else who is taking exams. Well, we're going to share a prayer for you this morning. Is that okay? Yeah. So we'll share a prayer for our youngsters. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you that you help us. And because you have shown us what we can do, we can help others. So we thank you for our youngsters here today, who obviously help at home. And they do help us here as well, for we are their family, and they help us here at church. They encourage us. They share with us. And they are part of our worship today. So we just bless them as they go off to their class today and learn what it is more about helping others and the importance of helping and caring for others. Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. Who are you going out with today? Oh, Rosie's up there at the back. Right. So if you want to go off and join Rosie, and you can come back at the end, okay? You're right there, Hudson. There. Good. All going out to help them. It's been wonderful. Our Bible reading then is taken from Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verses 25 to 37. And as David's already mentioned, on your sheet there are questions for you to consider. Maybe it's not now this morning, but certainly in the coming week. And answer those questions for yourself related to this Bible story. Luke 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord with God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled along, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity
on him. He went to him. He bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Then go. Go and do likewise." We come. But at times the Lord then says, "Now go. Go and do likewise." Before we consider his word, we're going to listen to the band as they bring us the piece, "Jesus. Jesus is all I need." Thank you.
We say thank you. Jesus is all that I need. The title I chose for this morning was "Being Concerned for Others." And I love the parable of the Good Samaritan. Sometimes when you think about it, sometimes you blur the, or certainly I do, I blur the lines between what is fact and what is a story. And this is Jesus' way of getting across to the people that he ministered to an important lesson. You see, the parable of the Good Samaritan is quite radical if you set it in the day and age in which Jesus spoke it. He's there ministering in Jerusalem. Expert of the Lord stood to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, what is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? That's interesting. How do you read it? Let me ask you the question. How often do you read it? Do you know what it says? Jesus wants us to discover for ourselves the truths contained within this book. The teacher of the laws says, and this is a portion of scripture that is well known to all Jews, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's that which they have written on and put in a box on their forehead. It's to be there as a reminder. This is what you are placed here to do. To love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 29 says, he wanted to justify himself. Why did he feel the need to justify himself? I ask. Who's my neighbor? And Jesus says, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I've never had the privilege of visiting the Holy Land as yet. I don't know how the road goes down. All I do know is that this man set out on a journey. We know nothing of the purpose of his journey, but we do know that there are others who set out that day. A group of men who were there to rob him. They didn't just hold him up and take his possessions. We're told that they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. He was done over. He was lying on the road, dying that day. And Jesus says, then there happened to come a priest going down the same road. Who's on your road? Where's the need on your road? Surely a priest, a man of God who knows the word of God, will know the need to care for his fellow human being. But what we're told is he passes by on the other side. We're not aware of his thought processes. It could be that he steers away from the difficulties because, is this a trap? Is this a setup? Or is he passing by because actually he's in a rush? And this is a busy road. There'll be somebody along in 5-10 minutes' time. They can deal with it. But all Jesus says is he passed by on the other side. And to push the matter further, he says, so too a Levite. When he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. It's too easy, is it not, to see the need and to pass by on the other side. Down my 30-odd years of Salvation Army officership, It has been interesting how many times there's need come to the door. Lef, Captain, Major, somebody you need to help. Is it not our united, shared ministry to help? We see the officer as the paid professional. I can go on. It needn't bother me anymore. But the ministry of the church is your ministry and my ministry. I've got to say to you, you're more at the cutting edge than I am. You're ministering in the real world with people who have real needs. And your faith, your knowledge and your relationship with Jesus has to be the motivation by which you engage with your world. As it has to be my motivation to engage in the world that I live in. And then to throw the knockout punch, Jesus introduces his listeners to a guy they would not expect. A Samaritan. Samaritans were people who were left behind when the elite of Israel were taken away into slavery in Babylon. And when they returned, they found these people who had stayed, had intermarried, and they were not deemed by those returning as proper, fully, 100% Jews. So there was a schism between those returning and those who had remained. Those returning looked down their nose saying, you haven't got it quite right there. You're not doing your religion the way it ought to be done. But this Samaritan, when he saw the traveller, I suppose he couldn't judge. This guy had been stripped. All there was a suffering human being in front of him. There's no record of whether he questioned whether he should do anything. What we're simply told is that when he came to the man and he saw him, he took pity on him. Do we take pity? Or do we apportion blame? Well, you must have done something to deserve it. You're not working hard enough. You don't fit in. But this man took pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. He poured oil and wine on him. And then he put the man on his own donkey. Now, I've no idea how far he is from the inn. But here's the effort that this Samaritan is making for a fellow human being. He is dealing with his immediate needs. Bandaging him. Pouring oil and wine to sanitize and to cleanse the wounds. I suspect taking his cloak off and putting it around this naked man and putting him on his donkey and then walking with the man leading his donkey to the next place, the inn. However far it was, he was not going just to pass by. Then when he comes to the inn, he doesn't negate or neglect his responsibilities. We're told that in arriving at the inn, he took care of him. So he will have paid for board and lodgings. He would have paid for extra equipment to bind the wounds and to care for the man. He could have, the next day after having breakfast, whether it was a cooked meal or whatever, said, right, it's no longer my responsibility, but he puts his hand in his pocket, pulls out his purse and pulls out 2 silver coins and says to the innkeeper, I suspect this man's not up to the journey. Look after him. And anything extra that you spend above this, I'll pay you next time I come. So I suspect he might be known by the innkeeper as an honourable man who will keep his word. And then Jesus simply looks at the teacher of the law and says, now, which man was the neighbour of the man? And the teacher of the law said, the one who helped him. That's what our faith ought to be about, is getting to know Jesus, knowing Jesus, loving Jesus, and then serving in the world that he died for in whatever way that he presents to us. Not passing by. Not turning a blind eye. Not saying or thinking it's someone else's responsibility. But saying, what do I have? What I have, Lord, you can use in whatever way or manner you want. Again, the church is effective when it cares for the world in which it lives. When it cares for others. Not always those who are the same as us. But there's a need that needs to be met. People who are on the same journey we are. People that we see. People who are sorrowing and suffering, and we have the supplies to be able to care. I want to suggest to you this morning quite simply this. The Good Samaritan sets the standard by which we must conduct ourselves with each other and with the world around us. We cannot, must not, fall into the trap of just being religious and passing by on the other side, thinking someone else will deal with it. Whereas if the need has been brought to our attention, then it is for us to respond. It will be in some ways passing them on, but making sure that their immediate need is met. We hear no more of the Good Samaritan or of the person he helped. But down the centuries, he has been our example by which we must engage with people who are like us and people who are different, because all humanity is made in the image of God. And for that to happen, we all have to have a heart of compassion. Compassion for others. Compassion for the world around us. I'd invite you to reflect. As I say, on that sheet that you were given, there are some questions. You can discard it if you wish to. But just think about it. Look at the questions. Answer them for yourself. I'm going to invite Katrina to lead us in our song of reflection. If it's helpful to come and use the place of prayer, I'd invite you to do so.
song that we're going to use for reflection says, "The Saviour of men came to seek and to save the souls who were lost to the good. His spirit was moved for the world which he loved with the boundless compassion of God. And still there are fields where the labourers are few. And still there are souls without bread. And still eyes that weep where the darkness is deep. And still straying sheep to be led." But it's the chorus which says, then personalises it to me and to you. "Except I am moved." I can't answer for you. You can't answer for me. "Except I am moved with compassion. How dwelleth thy spirit in me, in word and in deed. Burning love is my need. I know I can find this in thee." We'll sing the first two verses through, please. And the third verse reminds us, it's not with might to establish the right, nor yet with the wise to give rest. The mind cannot show what the heart longs to know, nor comfort a people distressed. O Saviour of men, touch my spirit. Touch my spirit again. And grant that thy servant may be intense every day, as I labour and pray, both instant and constant for thee. I do think that Albert Osborne has a great way of putting words together. This is his experience. A man who rose to be general of the Salvation Army. But it's words and it's a prayer that each and every one of us need to own. Oh, so Saviour of men, touch my spirit again, and grant that thy servant may be intense every day as I labour and pray. We don't just work on Sundays. we don't turn our faith on and off. Wherever we are in the world, wherever you're going to be this week, the people you are going to meet. Who are you going to see on your journey this week? Let's sing this last verse together. Prayer on our sheet, the prayer for the week. I'm just going to share that this the moment in time. Lord, please open my eyes. Please let me see those around me that need my compassion. Compel me to listen to them, to hear their needs. Give me the heart to be interested in their troubles and show me the ways I can help. I want to be compassionate. I want to be like you that had so much compassion for the world that you sacrificed your son on a cross for us. Help me. Help me to set a good example for those around me so that we can all work together to make the world a more kind, generous, and caring place. We ask this and all our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And I like that little quote just at the bottom there, which says, never worry about the numbers. Just help one person at a time. And always start with the person nearest you. Start just one person at a time. There's a Salvation Army chorus that used to go, if you bring the one next to you, and I bring the one next to me, in no time at all will fill this hall. So bring them one by one. It's not about increasing the congregation numerically, but it's actually bringing this one to the Lord and this one to the Lord. If we all play our part, the world needs Jesus. Amen. Our final song this morning is song 321. I think this is a favourite one of my husband's. Puts it out there quite a lot. If I find it, 321. There we are. I dare to live the life of faith, the life of challenge. What challenges will you be facing this week? God has planned of holiness and victory, for truth and righteousness to stand. I dare to be different. I dare to believe. I dare to be different. God's spirit received. I dare to be different. My life sacrificed. I dare to be different by living like Christ. How different are we willing and daring to be? Shall we be upstanding? We'll sing the song straight through, please.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. May the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the power of God rest upon you all this morning and in this coming week. Amen. Good morning and God bless you.